grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Mighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in the lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Reading from Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, a rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wine strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 24 responsively. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who dwell therein.
For the Lord answers.
Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord, and who may stand in God's holy place?
Those of his heart,
who do not swear on God's being, nor do they pledge by what is false. They shall receive blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of their salvation.
Such is the generation
of those who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your hearts, O gates, and be lifted up, O everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in.
Who is
this King of glory?
The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in heaven.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in.
Who is this King of glory?
Truly, Lord,
glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from Revelation. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, see, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away. And the one who was seated on the throne said, see, I am making all things new. Also he said, write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. Then he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you.
When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see.
Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." The Gospel of the Lord.
Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one holy communion. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment. That's the opening prayer that we said on this All Saints Day, and it is a perfect prayer for Confirmation Sunday. And it's indeed a prayer that can feed us every day for weeks and months to come. Almighty God, you knit your people together. Grant us grace. Think about that image of the people of God being knit together. There's a prayer that we say often at in the liturgy for a funeral or a memorial service. We believe that all the ties of love and affection that knit us together in life do not unravel in death. I find comfort in that image of being knit together. Knit together with all of those that we know and love who have died, and being knit together with this whole body of Christ. That table of remembrance in the narthex holds so many knit together memories. Feel free to bring additional pictures to add to that table. We'll leave that up until Thanksgiving. We're connected with all of the saints that have gone before us. And we're also connected to all of the saints who are one with us in the family of God. Today, I'm especially thankful for four young women who have journeyed with me in confirmation class for the past few years. Melody Ruth and Sophia Lovell were confirmed last Sunday in their home church down at First Lutheran, and they're here today to celebrate with Amanda Fadden and Jacqueline Best, who will stand among us and affirm their baptism in a few minutes. Living saints in the making, knit together in the family of God. In her faith statement, Amanda wrote, "My baptism means that not only will I go to heaven when I die and ask the questions of all the people I want to talk to, but it also means that I am a child of God. I really want to know exactly what Jesus' life is like, which is why I ask Pastor Kieran a lot of questions. I think that if I get to know Jesus better, he will be a bigger part of my life." Well said, Amanda. Almighty God, you knit your people together. Grant us grace. But to be honest with you, I don't always feel so knit together. Sometimes I feel like the very fabric of life is being tugged and torn with all the saints and becoming unraveled. The thread just isn't strong enough to withstand all the pulling from the fractions of our world, of our nation, of our church, and of our individual lives. Look around the world. We see that fabric being tugged and pulled, a gap widening between the rich and the poor, between the haves and the have-nots, between those with power and those with no voice. It's a very thin thread that holds the world together, and we are pulling on it mightily with war and injustice, poverty, racism, terrorism. Our political system seems to be in the world spotlight as debates and campaigns and showmanship try to get us into one camp or another. The fabric of our country is being pulled and tugged. What will keep us from unraveling? Where can we find common ground to stand together as the people of God? Jackie wrote about this unraveling in her faith statement. She wrote, "In life, when it feels like I have hit rock bottom sometimes, I lose faith. But God gave us the gift to have faith in Him. He gave every one of us the chance to believe and have faith in Him. We don't always meet up with His expectations, but even when we don't, He always forgives us." Very true, Jackie. So what will hold us together when we threaten to come undone? Where can we find the comfort and solace that's promised? Isaiah wrote, "The Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of His people He will take away." Where is that knit together when more often we tug and pull on the fabric of our lives together? Almighty God, You knit Your people together. Grant us grace. We don't have to look even beyond our own individual lives to see those threads unraveling. In our own families, we worry about keeping it all together. Sometimes our very lives are coming undone. Addiction has a death grip on a friend. Your marriage seems to be unraveling faster than you can knit it together. Your children, both the little ones and the old ones, tug and pull this way and that. Your spouse, your parent, your friend is ill, and worry is overwhelming. Something is wrong. Something breaks. A bone, your car, your bank balance, your heart. Is that true for you too? Things just come apart and life starts to unravel. But here we are on this All Saints Day, celebrating confirmation, and the church invites us to pray, "Almighty God, You knit Your people together. Grant us grace." Today we are called to see a new vision, to catch a glimpse of what God is up to as He knits us together in the body of Christ, and at the same time unbinds us from what would hold us bound and limit our life together. Lazarus isn't the only one who is wrapped up in strips of cloth. Perhaps if we look at ourselves honestly, we would say that we're wrapped rather tightly too. We too are bound, not with strips of burial cloth, but we are bound all the same. We are bound by those things that keep us from living as we are meant to live. In a few minutes, we will all stand with Jackie and Amanda as they renounce those things that hold us all bound: the evil forces of the devil and the ways of sin, those things that keep us from being knit tightly to God are different for each of us. Fear, bitterness, resentment, prejudice, shame, grief that we cling to like a shield, racism, on and on. Regardless, though, of what it is that binds us, know this: Jesus commands us to be unbound and let go. We heard in the gospel text what Jesus did for Lazarus. This is a picture of what he wants to do for each of us, to unbind us from what holds us back, to unbind us from what keeps us from being free, free to live in God's most amazing grace, knit together with God's holy people. Amanda and Jackie are making a public promise today, and we join them in saying yes to being knit together as God's people. Jesus is the thread that knits us together, that holds us together. He's the one that calls us by name and commands us to be unbound and set free. Jesus Christ is the one who came to turn the world upside down and take our unraveled, tattered lives and turn them into something beautiful for God. Almighty God, you knit your people together. Grant us grace. Grant us grace to see you working in us now. Grant us grace to see you holding us together when it seems like we are unraveling. Let us see you now knitting together the broken, the hurting, the grieving, the hungry, the rich, the poor, the living, the dead, knitting us all together and setting us free. Amen. You'll join now in singing the hymn of the day. You may be seated. Dear friends, we give thanks today for the gift of baptism and for Jacqueline and Amanda, one with us in the body of Christ, who affirm their baptism this day as a sign of their participation in the life of this community of faith and its mission in the world.
I present Jacqueline Best, who desires to affirm her baptism.
I present Amanda Fadden, who desires to affirm her baptism.
Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for these sisters whom you have made your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called them to yourself. Enlighten them with the gifts of your Spirit and nourish them in the community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Please stand for the profession of faith and the renunciation of evil. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God?
I renounce them.
With the whole church, let us confess our faith. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ.
Put under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again.
He ascended into heaven.
He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge. Believe in God, the Holy Spirit.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The congregation can be seated. Jackie and Amanda, you have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant that God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's holy people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth.
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
People of God, do you promise to support these sisters and pray for them in their life in Christ?
We do.
Let's pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give us new birth, cleanse us from sin, and raise us up to eternal life. Stir up in Amanda the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever.
Amen.
Stir up in Jacqueline the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever.
Amen.
Now receive these knitted shawls. That is a constant reminder that you are knit together in God's love, in God's commitment to you, to hold you together all of your life. Please stand and turn to face the congregation.
Let us rejoice with these sisters in Christ.
We rejoice with you in the gift of baptism. Please stand and turn. No, you turn. You stand for the prayers, please. Turn around.
United in